And we begin front and center this morning with privacy at Facebook. We saw the headline, Consumer Reports researchers find Facebook privacy settings maximize data collection. And we thought we would bring in Consumer Reports this morning to talk a little bit about that. It's a concerning headline. Alan St. John is here with us, a tech reporter at Consumer Reports. Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here.
You know, anytime you talk about Facebook, anytime you talk about privacy, really, I think you get the attention of everybody. And Facebook has certainly had its fair share of headlines lately, but this one was kind of concerning.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you know, the fact is that there have been any number of reasons for Facebook to change things in a positive direction over the past few months. We had Cambridge Analytica, which is a big thing that everybody knew about. Well, there was another big thing that most Americans or many Americans didn't really know about. It's something called GDPR, which is basically a comprehensive privacy act in the European Union. And that, and quite frankly, in many cases, you not only did they have to change, were companies compelled to change their privacy settings and just, you know, comply with any number of privacy laws in GDPR, but also they were actually using those very same things in the United States as well, because they basically wanted to do a sort of comprehensive overview. But on the other hand, I mean, so we were sort of expecting that things would get better for Facebook. And on the other hand, what we found is actually things really haven't changed, and they're still largely steering people towards giving as much data to Facebook, you know, as they can, basically leaving, you know, having privacy settings that are designed to sort of steer people towards, you know, towards leaving a default that's not necessarily to the consumer's benefit, but maybe the company's benefit.
Yeah. So it's the actual language there that you guys have found, the design and the language of it, steers us to those other settings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there are, some of these things are kind of subtle. There is a question of where you place a slider or a button, what color you use, that sort of thing. There's a thing called called dark design and dark patterns that, you know, we've seen this, you know, throughout digital design, and it's, you know, it's pretty well known. But that said, we saw from the Norwegian Consumer Council, they basically went out in the beginning of with GDPR, they went out and pretty comprehensively looked at Facebook's settings and specifically their privacy settings, and saw that a lot of these things, again, you know, some of them were pretty subtle. The sliders, the designs, the colors steered people towards basically doing what it is that seemed to be. Well, we don't know we're not even going to talk about what Facebook wants, but we're talking about what's really best for Facebook. In short, Facebook is a company that makes its money by selling consumer data, or let's put it this way, marketing with consumer data, using that as a basis for their very, very successful ad platform. So as far as that's concerned, that's what this is all about, and this is why it seems to accrue towards, you know, Facebook's benefit.
And so as we, I think probably a lot of folks have been seeing these commercials now, hearing them wherever they're at. I know I've seen them on television about Facebook and privacy and how they're making all of these changes. In light of what you've just said, that those ads now seem disingenuous.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I watch these ads, and it makes me feel warm and cuddly too. You know, I like, you know, pictures of happy people, and for that matter, even the sad people in these commercials, and they really were designed to sort of tug on the heartstrings, and that's all well and good. But on the other hand, basically, what we have on, you know, as you're signing up for an account, on the one hand, you'll find this page very early on in which you have two nice big graphics of happy people, and it says, you have control over who sees what you share on Facebook, in very big type, very loose. It's the only thing on the page. And you go and you look at that, and it's like, well, okay, that's great, and you feel really reassured. But then as you're actually continuing to go through the sign-up process, which is very long and very laborious, it's screen after screen after screen after screen, and when you get to one of the end screens, all of a sudden, it's basically saying, oh, by the way, there's a little warning that says, Facebook recognition allows us to help you protect from from strangers, and you know, and that's and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, also warns you that there's that. But so on the one hand, it's warning you about what strangers are the stranger danger, so to speak. But it's not really telling you so much about what Facebook is actually collecting if you don't change that setting.
Alan, you mentioned it earlier that you know, you have to go through all these screens to do the sign up process. After the sign up, after you sign up, is there any way to go back and change any of this?
Well, yeah, that's actually a bit of good news. You know, the fact is that one, you know, as you're actually going through the process, first thing is just read it as much as possible. But then beyond that, you know, there is a privacy dashboard, and some of that is going to basically take you to really basic settings about essentially which of your friends can see which posts, and that's important information. But then if you go a little bit deeper, you'll actually find that there really are settings that determine how much information, you know, what kind of data Facebook collects on you, and where that data goes, and you know, so as far as that's concerned, really a lot of this is going back onto the consumer, and on the one hand we think that's unfortunate, but on the other hand, if you're willing to be an empowered consumer and an active consumer, there is actually some control that you can take over this. But you know, you really do have to be quite diligent.
Part of the issue too with Facebook is, and this is what your researchers found, is that some of the privacy settings work differently depending on the operating system you're using. So, for instance, if you have iOS versus Android versions of the Facebook app, what's that about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, some of this is, you know, just sort of basic tech. I mean, you know, the fact is that, yes, iOS and Android are going to tend to be somewhat different. But, I mean, we found actually in one rather specific setting, and it was only in the iOS version, not in the browser version, and not in the, and also not in the Android version, that the setting itself was ambiguous in a way that makes us think that it might actually be broken. I mean, we've sent this to Facebook. They are investigating it. They were not able to get back to us by the time we published, and I'm assuming that at some point we'll hear back from them. But again, it was basically a setting that made you think that the data collection was turned off, when in fact it was probably turned on. And again, a lot of what we're dealing with Facebook is it's kind of a black box, so it's really kind of hard to figure out exactly what's being collected or what isn't. You have to basically just, you know, to some degree trust what the settings say.
What is the next step here? I know that your researchers have asked the Federal Trade Commission to get further involved in this. For an investigation, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's been this sort of, you know, tug of war between the FTC and Facebook, and this, you know, could easily be another round of this. You know, I think it's really a question of, you know, Facebook had an opportunity here. They had an opportunity to sort of to make a change, not, as I said, not only in the wake of Cambridge Analytica, but also in the wake of these GDPR, European Union data regulations, which are very big, very comprehensive, and have real penalties. Well, the fact is, they had this opportunity, and it seems like they haven't taken it, on this really obvious level, and that's, you know, unfortunate for consumers, because now all of a sudden, so much of the burden of protecting your own privacy falls back on you, rather than sort of having privacy by default options, which is what Consumer Reports advocates for, you know, for all companies, not just Facebook.
How is, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but how is this whole thing controversy affecting people using Facebook? Is their usership down? Are they getting any kind of blowback from any of this?
Well, the answer to that is, you know, it's a little bit hard to tell, and they are really, you know, they're the leader in this market. But I think you're really getting very, you know, people are really seriously thinking about, can I actually, you know, can I opt out of Facebook, you know, entirely? Can I reduce my Facebook use? I think that really before Cambridge Analytica, you know, came up, I think most people didn't really think very much about Facebook and about privacy, and very specifically about the data collection side of Facebook. And I think now people are. And I think, you know, so I think the other question is going to be how this plays out in the long term. Is there going to be, you know, further revelations, or is Facebook going to basically see this as a wake-up call and change the way they do business and understand that right now consumers see privacy as something important and something as a real priority and to some degree something that we, as we found, you know, consumers are willing to pay for this in some ways. So as, you know, as far as that's concerned, we don't think they should have to, but the fact is that the idea of that privacy settings that are advantageous are more important than getting something cheap or free.
Yeah. Alan, good information this morning. We appreciate you being on with us.
Well, it's, you know, this is great. Always great to talk to you guys.
Great. We will link out to your story with the podcast. We've already put it on Twitter this morning. Alan St. John, tech reporter at Consumer Reports, consumerreports.org.